So I wanted to talk about, I don't even know what I want to title this. Careful what you name yourself. How about that? I like that. Careful what you name yourself. So Brother Purgos and I were talking about this. We see this a lot in churchianity. Ready? Hi, I'm Pastor Tupos. Or I'm Elder Tupos. Or I'm an evangelist. That's what I specialize in. Or Reverend, Doctor, that type of thing. And I just wanted to talk about, what is your thoughts and the idea about how we should not call ourselves one thing, label ourselves, because it's not a title, it's not a position, it's a function. And it goes back to, it basically goes back to Ephesians 4, and I did a teaching on it the other day, the purpose of the New Testament body, 4:12, for the perfecting, or it's actually 4:11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. So God does give these functions, but they're not an office, it's not a title and a label. And I wanted to talk about, what is our real title that we should call ourselves to be biblical saints and to be the most accurate? What should we call ourselves? What do you brothers think?
Followers of Christ, Christ's servants, Christ's disciples.
So at the very base level, we're disciples and followers of Christ, right?
I can't think of anything more rudimentary than that.
Yeah, it's like fundamentally, when you, the first day you repent and decide to follow Christ, you are a disciple of Christ. And then, does the Bible teach us that we're servants?
It says slaves many times in the New Testament.
Yep, bond slaves, servants. Yeah, maybe you want to look up a verse on that. So we're servants. So we're always disciples of Christ, and we're always servants, right, Brother Zelos?
Yeah, I want to read a scripture that ties into what we don't call ourselves.
Okay.
Jesus said in Matthew 23, "Be ye not called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren." That's kind of echoed in other places in scripture as well, where we're not supposed to assume titles because we're all just brethren. Right, and even though some are called to be pastors or elders or teachers or leaders or evangelists or whatever, they don't call themselves that. They just call themselves brethren, and that is what they do through the power and spirit of God.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the mindset that I wanted to get at, because I think there's a danger. We see it in churchianity world. I'm pastor, and then you'll get these guys where they say, "Now, let me be careful. I say this." Because I'll tell people, well, I'm a traveling preacher or evangelist, so I'll tell people that sometimes, but that's not a title, and it's not the only thing I tell them. And if they talk to me for any amount of time, they also find out that I'm a disciple of Christ, I'm a servant of Christ, I like to teach God's word, I'm a husband. So there's many, many different functions of a servant and a disciple of Christ, but we shouldn't be taken like one title and specialize in it. That's kind of what I was getting at. Oh, I'm an evangelist. I just specialize in that. I don't see that. I don't see that in scripture, because you got a lot of other functions as well.
Yeah. And when it comes to like, what should we call ourselves? Well, we're the saints, we're the brethren,
yep.
We're believers and followers of Christ. Might as well toss this in here. What about that guy who said that we should not call ourselves Christians because the name Christians was given to the Christians? It's not something the Bible calls, as it just mentions that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch, but it's not actually a biblical name.
Yeah.
What would you... might as well talk about that on audio.
Well, that's absolutely not true, because it says they were first called Christians in Antioch, and if you look at what that term in the Greek Christian means, it means Christ followers. And Christ said, "Follow me." So I'm okay with that. To be a Christ follower, he said to follow him. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So we are Christ followers. That abbreviated word is Christian.
Yeah, I mean, of Christ.
Yeah, we're followers of Christ. We're, you know, yeah, the word Christian's been very, very watered down, but so is the word Bible. So is born again. So is repentance. I mean, we can't run away from words just because they're watered down. We got to define them and use them. Brethren's been watered down. Saint has been watered down. What hasn't been watered down by Satan and his and our enemies, right?
Yeah.
I guess my main point in this, and you guys can kind of help me through it, is I don't want any of us to see ourselves as one thing. When you go do evangelism, you're acting as evangelist. When you're a father and a husband, you're acting as a father and a husband. When you're following Christ, you're a disciple of Christ. When you're dealing with people in the body, you're serving them. When you go out in the world and witness to people and maybe help them if they have a need, flat tire, jump their car, whatever, you're a servant. So I kind of want to avoid the idea of one idea of who you are. One, you know, because that's a lifted up thing. I'm an evangelist. We don't see Paul. I was talking about Brother Purgos. Let's use Paul as our example. He's a disciple of Christ. He's a saint. He's a servant. He's evangelist. He's a pastor. He's a teacher. He's an overseer elder. He's an apostle. He's the brethren. But you never heard him call himself and focus on one thing, did you?
No.
He did all of those functions with the work of the Holy Spirit when he needed to. That was just kind of my thought. I don't know if you guys have any other thoughts about that. In Matthew 20, Jesus said, look at the Gentiles, they lord over. Don't be like them. Be a servant. Get ready. Yeah, I'm minister tupos. Guys have parking spots and lifted up pulpits. Minister means a servant. Well, why don't the rest of the servants get pulpits and parking spots and all that stuff? So it's a real danger in the churchianity world where they lift themselves up, reverend, pastor, doctor, that even the called out ones, that we don't get that mindset. Oh, you were at a Sean Foyt NAR kind of conference not long ago. You know, those people tend to focus in deliverance. I'm a deliverance minister. They focus on demonology and casting demons out. We don't see anyone's focus on that. We're saints of God. We're supposed to be ready. Let me put it in layman's terms. You're not supposed to be the hammer guy. You're not supposed to be a screwdriver guy. You're not supposed to be a drill guy. You're supposed to be a handyman that can do a little bit of everything. Is that not true?
Yeah, it is. And when it comes to like any kind of title, we'd never see anybody in scripture, like even the apostles, when they wrote, they called themselves nothing but the servants of Christ,
right,
and said they were called to be, or that they were an apostle of apostle, like Paul, called to be an apostle by the will of God. I mean, apostle actually just means messenger. He's a messenger and a servant of Jesus Christ. That's what he called himself. He didn't call himself, oh, I am Apostle Paul,
yeah,
and all of that. Like the titles was forbidden, as far as I can see in scriptures. Any kind of title like that, reverend, doctor, master, rabbi, teacher, pastor, it's all not what scripture teaches.
Yeah.
I mean, you do that function, but to give yourself that title, you're disobedient to what Jesus taught.
Yeah, you're lifting yourself up. Not long ago, I was standing outside a Lutheran church with Sister Amin and Brother Kuo, and the pastor came walking right up to me with his little collar on, and I just pointed right at his collar. I said, why do you wear a collar? He goes, what? I said, why do you wear a collar and call yourself reverend? He was confounded. What can he say? That's a man-made tradition. It's a Lutheran tradition. I said, God alone is revered in Psalm. Why are you doing that, sir? And he didn't last long. He walked away befuddled and upset at me for calling it out. But yeah, so it's a mindset that we want to always guard against. Specializing in one thing. Because even if somebody's like an older overseer elder, he also is doing many other things and he considers himself a servant. Even if you're an evangelist, you go out and evangelize, you're a servant in the body. Even if you're a pastor, what's a pastor? What would you say is a biblical definition of a pastor?
Isn't it a shepherd?
Yep. So in a New Testament body, like a house setting, what could you have more than one pastor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to. Biblically, there was multiple elders.
Well, but I think there's something different. An elder doesn't necessarily have to be a pastor. An elder would be an older overseer that kind of just makes sure everything's functioning, and then everybody does their part within that. But a pastor is like a man that looks after people. So it would be like a man who's gifted to just look after people one-on-one outside of even the body setting and connect with people, maybe go, if you had a big enough body and everybody was face-to-face, go to their families and be with them and talk to them and encourage them. So a pastor, there could be many men that are pastors, because you got elders, you got teachers, you got pastors. Elders and teachers can go together, and they can be pastors. A pastor can teach, but maybe not an elder. An elder could be a pastor, but maybe not a teacher. So they can all, like, multifunction. But a pastor is just a shepherd. He looks after the sheep. He's not one guy. And, yeah, there always was, if your body's big enough, you have enough people, there always was multiple elders that Paul assigned so that not one man thinks he's the go-to. He's the everything. So that is the biblical model. But so that's all. That was my thought. Concept was to never think of ourselves as one thing other than disciples of Christ and servants to Him and each other. That one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm just going to look up a scripture that just popped in mind when you said that.
Yeah, and here's what I was going to say. Ready? So you're always a follower of Christ. You're always a servant of Christ. I think you'll always be a servant of the brethren. Guess what? You won't always be an evangelist. You won't always be a teacher. You won't always be an elder. Because that's not going to exist, I don't think, in eternity. But servants will. Brethren will. Disciple of Christ will. So that's the one we hang our hat on the most. Disciple of Christ, follower of Christ, servant of Christ, servant of each other. That one's those are eternal. Prophet, pastor, evangelist, elder, those are earthly.
Yeah, I got two scriptures here. Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we're not to think too highly of ourselves. And then 1 Corinthians 4:6, he says, in these things, brethren, have I in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even Paul was saying, don't think too highly of us. We're just men. God gives the increase.
Yeah.
And today they basically take their leaders and pastors and they put them on this pedestal and give them like half the alphabet after their name for titles.
Yeah, and also, yeah, that's a good point. Great scriptures. Also, you can always use what Brother Peter said. 1 Peter 1:5. The elders which are among you I exhort, whom I also am an elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ. Peter never said he was Pope. He's an elder, fellow elder. So he just mentioned there that he's an elder among the people, but we know that right there, then he goes on to say, be examples to the flock, looking after them, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. So we know what their heart was. It wasn't to be lifted up and puffed up. It was to have oversight and to make sure that everything was being done properly. So, Brother Purgos, you look like you're looking up a scripture verse or something.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of for maybe a slight difference is that certain people with certain roles and abilities should fill the roles that are best suited to them, so others can focus on things that the others can't fulfill.
Right. But that's just a function. There is that, yeah, mm-hmm. That is a function. Elder, teacher, pastor, evangelist. Yeah, those are functions, but they're not labels by which we identify ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Acts 6:2 came to mind. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
Right. But yeah, that just meant that they had more important things to do, going out preaching the gospel, and there was other people could do those other tasks. So not everybody should be sweeping the floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's time to sweep the floor, and then there's time for somebody else to do it. Hey, I'm going to go out and witness gospel. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, like, it wasn't like they weren't willing to serve anyone else. It was basically like, we've been committed the oracles of God and spreading Jesus Christ. Why don't we ordain men to wait on the widows and the orphans? Why we go do that? Because waiting on the widows and the orphans and setting tables isn't going to get anyone to heaven.
Right. And that's where deacons come in. Deacons,
yeah.
Deacons are supposed to be men that are good organizers, are trustworthy with money. So when people had a need, they would give the deacon the money, and the elders, the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists, and everybody else didn't have to worry about it. And they'd go, the deacons are taking care of that. That's their job. They're giving out the money and the food to the widows, or food in that case, food to the widows. So everybody has a function, but they don't live by that title. They're really just a servant and a follower of Christ in the body.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a concept I had, because I hear it a lot when I test false religious places, when we go to religious places. These people love to call themselves things that, and they're not biblical, and it's not God-honoring, and it's not showing humility, and it's not showing the model that God ordained. Not at all. Look, I mean, Jesus, he gave us the model, him being the model of washing people's feet, which we don't wash feet today, but we help each other in needed things. That was the point with foot washing. He was the ultimate model, so we should be likened to that. We should be willing to do all those things and not lift ourselves up with titles. Anything else on that, brothers?
No, it's very good to do to talk about it like that, because we can't be a Diotrephes and love the preeminence.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's easy to say I'm an evangelist and focus on that. And also, I think the danger, real fast, the danger is I'm an evangelist. That's what I am. Well, guess what? If you focus on that, what's an evangelist? Somebody that goes out, holds gospel signs, open air street preaches. Guess what? You might miss service in the body. You might miss serving each other. You might miss opportunities to do something that is not an evangelist, but you should have done it. You were right there. You should have done it. Wash somebody's feet. Change somebody's tire. Help a brother when he's hurting. Sorry, can't help you, brother. I'm an evangelist. That's foolishness.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
Yeah, don't try to basically take the work of the Spirit and shove it into compartments, and it's going to do what we want it to
Amen.
Do. And basically, we're led by the Spirit, and whatever the Spirit would have us do, we do.
Yep. Amen.
If it's evangelizing, if it's witnessing, if it's helping a brother, if it's doing whatever, you do what the Spirit leads you to do. You don't try to lead the Spirit and say, I'm doing this one thing and that's what I am, and give yourself a title and lift yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the moral, if there was one of this, I think the moral is those are functions that Paul talks about, and we see all over scriptures. They're not job titles. They're not offices. They're functions. Like a father is a function. It's not a title. A husband is a function. A wife is a function. A Titus 2 keeper is a function. It's not a title. And if we understand that, then I think we all can be more multifaceted, and God can be glorified in us in many ways, rather than us just focusing on that one title too much. Kind of like people like me, 20 years ago when I wasn't born again, but I was reading the Bible, I became an eschatology expert. Find the chapter and verse on that one. I was the expert eschatology guy, end time specialist. Hey, what do you do in the body of Christ? I'm an end time specialist. Just foolishness. I wasn't even rounded in the gospel. I wasn't even preaching it. I wasn't even living it. I didn't even come out of the world, but I was an end time specialist. Maybe that's why I'm sensitive to it. I seen that around me a lot, and I used to be guilty of it before I was born again, so I don't want to be that. And I don't think I don't think we have that problem. That's not why I brought it up. I don't see anybody in our body or fellowship doing that. But it's a good thing to be on guard for. And it's a good thing to help people out of, you know, when you see people calling themselves reverend or people referencing reverends and ask them, why do you put yourself under a man that puffs himself up as a reverend? And if people think about it, they're like, well, yeah, I guess that doesn't really make sense. Doctor. Like Finney Kuravilla from Followers of the Way. You know, he's the only guy I know that can do a sermon on humility and lowliness and call himself Dr. Finney Kuravilla.
What's a doctor? What is a doctor? A doctor, somebody helps people who are sick.
Well, he does have I guess he does have a medical degree. That's what he started out his career at, as a medical doctor. I don't know if he went through all the board certifying stuff, but that's what he studied. So he technically is a doctor, but a lot of guys do it with a doctor of education or doctor of different things. But you don't need that to lift yourself up. It's just so strange to a man that runs a $8 billion money fund telling people to give away their extra tunic. You know, I'm just talking about the hypocrisy of it all. Yeah, and they bring reverends in. They bring reverends in, and they bring people that specialize in things. So that's what I saw more of it, and I just wanted to talk about it and say, hey, we're followers of Christ. We're servants of Christ. Within that, we have all these functions that certain men do, but we're nothing more than that. We're followers and servants of Christ in each other.
Yeah, and we're the saints of God.
Amen, saints of God. We're the brethren. We're the ecclesia.
I've had a person get real angry with me because I said we were saints.
Yeah, they call you that prideful and arrogant, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, the Bible calls the believers saints. And yeah. Don't read the New Testament.
Yeah. Yeah, in the New Testament, believers are always called saints. The only time they're called a sinner is when they're practicing sin. Like in James 5 when he says, if you help someone, a sinner, from the error of his way, then when you're practicing sin, you're called a sinner. I want to go look and see, does John actually say sinner? James. But you're not called a sinner unless you're practicing sin. Oh yeah, he says, he doesn't actually say sinner in this translation. It says, brethren, if any of you do error means sin from the truth. It's almost the same thing. Let him know that he which converteth... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Verse 20. I knew it said it. Wasn't sure, but I wanted to check. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way saveth the soul from death. So if you go into sin as a saint and you're practicing sin, we can say, hey, brother Zelos, what? You're being a sinner. You're practicing sin. You got to repent and stop that. And repent of it and be cleansed, and now you're a saint once again. But if we practice sin, the title fits, doesn't it?
Well, the sinner is one that does sin.
Yeah, but the churchianity people call themselves sinners even on their best day, right? We're just a bunch of sinners.
If they're still part of the churchianity system, technically they are.
It fits, yeah. So, okay, brothers, good job. Good topic on what we shouldn't call ourselves. I think we all agree we're disciples of Christ, we're servants, we're brethren, we're saints, and then all of those functions just happen being led by the Holy Spirit, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.